Hello and welcome to the Hands-on Windows Azure webinar. I'm Jonathan Rosenblatt, Developer Evangelist for Microsoft Canada. You can reach me at jonathan.rosenblatt@microsoft.com, follow me on Twitter, connect with me on LinkedIn, or read my blogs at Canadian Developer Connection and the Canadian Solution Developers blog. So now that we understand how capacity is addressed in a cloud environment versus a non-cloud environment, let's look at some fairly typical load patterns that we see when looking at cloud. The first is what's called on and off. And basically, this is a pattern where you have a workload, such as a batch job, that runs for a specific period of time, then is off for a period of time, and then repeats that pattern again and again. So what ends up happening in a non-cloud environment for this type of pattern, in the inactivity period when whatever is running is not running, there's actually resources still provisioned for it and still in use, even though the application itself isn't running, which ends up being a wasted IT capacity because it's not actually used. In a cloud environment, this is very different because you can actually have everything that you need provisioned and on when the workload is running. Then you can actually deprovision and turn everything off when you don't need it anymore, and then turn it back on when it is required. Perfect example of this is tax applications, where in the beginning of the year, where tax season is really heavy and there's a lot to do, then all of these workloads are on. But then when the rest of the year is going on, and there isn't really too much tax work happening, there's no need to have it on. So in a cloud environment, you can actually turn that off until you need it again at the beginning of the year. Another common pattern is the growing fast pattern, where at the beginning, a minimal amount of resources is required for the application to run and meet its load. As time goes by and the application or the solution becomes more successful, that load increases, and therefore the scale of the capacity behind the application would need to grow. In a traditional world, this becomes a very big challenge for the IT staff because it's very difficult to provision hardware fast enough to meet that curve. In a cloud world, this isn't a problem anymore, as you can technically turn on as many instances as you want whenever you want to meet that load. Another pattern is unpredictable bursting. In this case, you have average usage of your application or your site at any given point in time, but for some reason, there's a sudden spike in the amount of load that's coming to your application. This might be for a whole bunch of different reasons, but the point is that you can't plan for it. You don't know what is there, and you don't know the extent of the spike. In this case, in a traditional world, you would have to provision for that extreme case every time, which is somewhat unrealistic. In a cloud world, whenever you see that additional burst that comes in, again, you can instantiate a couple more instances for as long as the burst exists, and then you can tear them down when they're no longer needed. On the other hand, there's also predictable bursting, where you know what the average usage is, but you also know that there are specific times, doesn't matter if it's specific months or specific hours of the day or specific minutes in an hour, but there are specific times where you know that your application will need the additional resources because it's going to take on additional load. In a traditional world, again, you would architect your application, or you would architect your infrastructure such that the extreme case of load is always available for you, so that when that burst happens, you know that there's sufficient capacity there to be able to meet it. In a cloud world, similar to the growing fast pattern that we talked about, you could just provision additional instances as that burst comes up, and in this particular case, you can then tear them down when that burst goes away or when that additional load is no longer required.